South Carolina Senator Tim Scott this week announced that he is suspending his 2024 presidential campaign, effectively ending his effort to secure an upset win for the Republican presidential nomination. The Republican presidential campaign now actively features former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, ex-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in the top tier of candidates. Longshots Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson also remain in the race. Tammy Murphy, wife of New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy, this week officially declared her candidacy to oppose indicted Senator Bob Menendez in next year's Democratic primary. Though most believe Senator Menendez will not seek re-election, there has been no confirmation of such from the Menendez camp. Ms. Murphy should be regarded as a long shot to win the party nomination. Immediately upon Senator Menendez's indictment becoming public, Garden State U.S. Representative Andy Kim announced his challenge to Mr. Menendez, and he has already established a large lead in polling and fundraising. Senator Menendez may not be the only member of his family in political trouble. Freshman Representative Rob Menendez appears headed for a legitimate Democratic primary challenge. Mr. Menendez is the only member of the New Jersey delegation who has publicly supported Senator Menendez, the congressman's father. Immediately upon the Menendez indictment being announced in late September, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bola declared his congressional candidacy in the Democratic primary to oppose the younger Menendez. The latest information proves Mr. Bola is a serious candidate. The New Jersey Globe newspaper reports that the mayor has already raised over $500,000 for his campaign. Therefore, this primary has legitimate upset potential. Former Minneapolis City Councilman Don Samuels held controversial Representative Ilhan Omar to a 50.3 to 48.2% renomination victory in the 2022 Democratic primary. This week, he officially announced that he will return for a rematch next year. Two other candidates previously announced, so it remains to be seen if they will continue their campaigns or will give Mr. Samuels a clear path toward challenging Representative Omar. The Minnesota primary is scheduled for August 13th. Though Rhode Island Congressman Gabe Amo won the vacant seat in his state earlier this month, and the Utah vacancy will be filled on November 21st, another seat will soon become vacant. New York Democratic Congressman Brian Higgins announced that he will resign from the House in February in order to become president of the Shays Performing Arts Center in his home city of Buffalo. With several more announced retirements during the week, we now see 27 U.S. House seats open before the next election. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.